Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports Talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
John Clayton asked Josh Gordon about going from Cleveland to New England to Seattle. You know what his answer was, Bert?
I do. He said something about being on an upward trajectory of quarterbacking.
Here's the quote. "Seems like in this part of my career, I'm trending upwards in quarterbacks." What a shot.
Wow.
What a shot at Tom Brady.
Wow.
That is... To say, I'm
okay,
getting better.
Does Brady have
I just left Tom Brady, and now I'm with Russell Wilson. Okay. And man, I just got an improvement. I got a better quarterback now.
It's very easy for all of us to look at this and say, okay, this is a shot at Brady. Then you have to put it in retrospect. You have to put it in the
That's
mind.
A shot at Brady.
You have to put it
There's
in the mind
no
of the
There's no other way to take that. He got okay. asked not about you what's got, it like playing on. For Brady versus okay. Wilson. He got asked what's
yeah,
it like
it
going.
You got,
he took it there. He
you,
took it to quarterbacks.
He did.
He wasn't asked about quarterbacks.
You got cast out of here. They grabbed you.
Do we have the audio?
You went from Brady to Wilson, who's playing out of his mind. I think he's just trying to say he likes playing with Russ. You know,
I think you just don't like it when a player says something bad about Tom Brady.
No, I would.
He took it there.
I tweeted, "Oh," when I first saw this, and I'm like, "Okay, this is Josh maybe just trying to kiss his own quarterback's ass." Like that's part of it. Yeah, I love
but
me,
he you know. Took yeah. it.
But you
the
didn't need
to.
But you could have said something nice about Russell Wilson without saying it's an upgrade.
I'd play with two of the best.
Right?
Not
like
yeah.
said something
That's
nice
a good
about
point.
Wilson
That's
without.
A good point. Trending upward.
You could have said anything instead of saying, well, I just got an upgrade at quarterback.
Yeah. See, they're all playing grab ass on Instagram. They're all liking each other's things. Flash still likes Brady stuff. Brady still likes his. And it's just, maybe Brady won't like his now.
No.
Maybe I'll show you. Maybe I'll unfollow
A little
you.
Adjustment to the...
Maybe I'll unfollow him on Instagram.
Do we have
an expert here who can, like, help us with
Hardy's a big
Hardy, can you look that up, see if they follow each other anymore?
Oh, without sure. doing this thing,
maybe,
though.
Maybe there was an unfollowing.
Without playing the 6-year-old little girl game.
What, the social media detective game?
Yeah, you know, without playing
that's
those.
A very serious
Some people
game,
get
yeah.
very upset when they're not followed on Twitter.
I know, yeah. right? So without playing the game of who's saying what about who and who's better and who's better to be with.
Hardy, do you honestly do you know how, like look that up? Can we look up whether or not Brady and Gordon follow each other anymore?
Maybe Brady accidentally blocked Gordon and then unblocked him. Right. And, you know, who knows?
You want to go Twitter, Instagram? What do you want to start with? Twitter?
Brady's on Instagram.
They're definitely following each other. I don't think that's the problem. But this is what it led me to start thinking about. Who's it easier for Josh Gordon? He's only been there for what? Really a week. Right. He's really only been there a week.
Oh, it's he's definitely following. Tom Brady is definitely following Flash. Antonio Brown.
Who's it been easier to work with and learn under offensively? The system in Seattle or the one in New England?
Oh, I'm sure Seattle's a little easier.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, he ran a slant again. Like, it's all he runs here.
It's
what do you do differently in Seattle? He ran slants again.
Right.
Like, that's all he does. Slants and fades.
Well, they've done, like, so Brian Schottenheimer's the OC there, and he's, like, brought a bunch of stuff from his background, which is, like, the Norv Turner type of offense.
Yeah.
There's some influence there. And they've, like...
To Josh's credit... He stepped up at the end of the game. He wasn't even on the map.
Right.
And then third down and fourth down, he made two huge plays to keep drives alive, to keep him in the game. I mean, that's saying something.
Yeah.
Granted, they're slant routes. Still made the play. There's guys that from San Francisco let
well,
it just
no,
go off their pads.
I mean, look,
you know
like,
I mean?
Here, I honestly think like if you want to make a case for Russell Wilson as MVP, like look who he's throwing to. right? Like down the stretch of the game, two weeks ago.
Metcalf's go-to guy.
Like, right. So 2 weeks ago when they had the comeback, he was throwing to Metcalf and to Hollister.
Right. Hollister right? the other night.
Two guys who weren't on the team a year ago, right? And then on Monday night, he's throwing to those two still, and he's also throwing to Gordon. That to me, like, this is going to sound crazy, guys, but I've said this a bunch of places. Russell Wilson's career trajectory is very similar to Tom Brady's.
They're still following each other.
Great.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
To get back to the point, though, about the Patriots.
Yeah.
Is the Patriots offense easy enough for new players to adapt to, young players to adapt to learn within?
Right. And the question then becomes, are you narrowing the pool of talent that you're pulling from to a point where it's really costing you?
Or not only narrowing it, but are you coaching to Brady and Edelman, or are you coaching to all of your players? Are you coaching your best guys right. or your worst guys?
That's a fair question. Because it's like so much of what the NFL's become over the last, and we've talked about this before, so much of what the NFL has become is like, okay, let's simplify things. These guys are coming from college systems where the onus is on the coaches to make adjustments and not the players. And so, like, let's do all we can to make sure that the players are in position to contribute as fast as we can make them, put them in that position, right? And this is the opposite of that in a lot of ways. And it's worked for the Patriots forever, so it's hard to argue with it, but
It's hard to argue, but I'm completely on board with the notion that it has to be one way for everybody. I mean, we already saw with certain receivers over the years, and part of it was with Josh Gordon, and, you know, in a game with Antonio Brown, Tom Brady is willing to make throws to guys who have a certain skill set that he wouldn't expect of other younger receivers. It doesn't have to be the exact same thing that all the guys are doing. Isn't it possible that he can treat Julian Edelman a certain way and then have things be done differently by other receivers out there? I mean, does it have to be all coached the same way? You guys are all going to things just like Julian Edelman does.
I understand your point. Like, I think that Ben Watson to me is a great example of it, right? Like, you would say now, like, he comes back here, like, it seems like Brady's got a good amount of trust on him, right?
Right.
Now, I was covering the team when Ben Watson was here the first time. Brady shut him out. And I don't know if a lot of people remember that, but, like, when Ben Watson was here the first time, came in as a first-round pick, super athletic, right? Like, was just kind of this guy that he had to develop a little bit, but was incredibly intelligent, right? And has a lot going for him. And Brady got frustrated with him in his second or third year, completely shut him out. And I don't know that Watson ever recovered from that while he was here, because he wound up playing here 6 years and didn't really make a huge mark, not the kind of mark you'd expect like a first-round tight end to make. Then he goes and has a very successful career in other places, comes back, and now all of a sudden Brady can trust him.
There's this sink or swim attitude there from the team.
Yeah.
And Tom Brady's pretty much said it openly. I mean, he had that quote this year that the young guys have to make their own way. Well, okay, maybe from your perspective as a teammate, but from a coaching perspective, and I do sort of consider quarterbacks part of the coaching staff on some level.
Yep.
Like, not totally. Like, you do have to sort of help them along.
Right.
Especially when you're talking younger players or you're talking about guys that are new to the team. And Brady did that with Josh Gordon, which is why I was surprised to hear him say this. And by the way, we have the audio of it now. You have a listen.
He was also pretty good as a wide receiver who started in Cleveland and went through how many quarterbacks to go from Brady to Russell Wilson? I mean, how's that for kind of fixing life?
Seems like this towards this part of my career. I'm trending upwards as far as it goes. You know, all-star quarterback, so I'm been extremely fortunate in this end of my career as opposed to the beginning, unfortunately.
That quote is totally misrepresented in print.
That looks way worse in print than the way the whole interview is set up.
Because in that, when you read it, it makes no reference of the quarterbacks in the question.
He's playing slappy with Clayton, and it's just
so it's from Cleveland. It's basically comparing Cleveland to. It's not comparing Brady
it's
to
more
Wilson.
Cleveland
it's
to these two
Cleveland
teams.
To
how
Brady
it's written
Wilson.
Up to says, Brady and Wilson. He said he was asked about what was it like to go from Cleveland to New England to Seattle. It didn't say that the quarterbacks were mentioned in the question at all. The question was about quarterbacks. The bad report. Bad reporting.
Yeah,
my
that
mistake.
Was...
Not a shot at Brady. Take
so
it back.
So you retweeted it yesterday and said, oh.
When I read it.
That wasn't a retweet.
Well, if you read how it was written up.
And then downplaying it.
So. No, and then you hear it. I'm like, okay, this is coming from the player.
No, like now that you hear it, that definitely doesn't sound like a shot.
It sounds like he was grouping Wilson and Brady together.
That's what it sounds like. It's like, okay, you went from one part of your career in Cleveland to now the Seattle New England
days. I defended Josh here. Yeah. I did. I came out and defended Josh. Like, that's coming from the player. Like, I'm happy to be here. This is my guy now. This isn't a shot at Tom Brady.
And they're joking around and laughing. Yeah, that's –
It's also obviously post-game in the locker room. Like, that was played back from a locker room post-game. That wasn't like –
That was like a sit-down podcast.
I feel like that was like in a bar or restaurant or something. Like, you got where they were doing the show.
That sounds like –
They're definitely in a loud spot.
It sounded like a post-game locker room because
he's also pretty good as a wide receiver who started in Cleveland and went through how many quarterbacks to go from Brady to Russell Wilson. I mean, how's that for kind of fixing life?
Seems like this towards this part of my career. I'm trending upwards as far as it goes. You know, all-star quarterback. So I'm been extremely fortunate on this end of my career.
He actually, all-star quarterback.
He groups those two together.
Right. All-star quarterbacks.
He grouped them. Not a shot at all.
There's nothing.
Someone did him dirty.
Wow. They really screwed Josh Gordon on that.
Oh, God.
Clickbait.
Pats fans wouldn't do that, right?
That's brutal.
That wasn't a reporter, was it, that you retweeted?
Who was it?
I think it was a radio reporter, right?
Oh, was it? Okay.
Well, it wasn't Clayton. Clayton wasn't responsible for it. Hold on.
I saw it in a couple different places. That is misrepresented. He didn't
John
take a
Fraley.
Shot
Hold on. This isn't even a reporter. It's just some dude.
It's a Patriots fan. That's upset.
No, it's a Seahawks fan.
No.
Oh, really?
It's a Seahawks fan trying to take a shot at
the
Patriots.
Oh, who writes for one of the blogs.
Yeah, it's a Seahawks fan trying to play it up to make fun of Tom Brady. To try and say, Russell Wilson's better than Brady. You moron.
Michael Hurley's in the comments, though.
Of course he is.
Shocker. So did you have Wilson
Shocker
or Brady
of the day.
Did you have Wilson or Brady number one on your list?
But how does it work?
Not Brady.
How does it work for N'Keal Harry this weekend, and can he get involved? We'll ask Bert about that coming up. 617-779-0985. We'll get to your calls as well next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelpline. MA.org.
Zulak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Why don't we get to a couple of your calls? I know you've been waiting patiently, so let's do that. Bert Breer is with us. Do want to talk about N'Keal Harry as well. Nate is in North Carolina. Is that right, Nate?
Hey, yeah, guys. What's up?
Hi, Nate.
Hey, guys. I have a question for Zoe and I guess everybody there. So Kaepernick is holding those workouts, I guess, Saturday. What is y'all's opinion on if the Patriots do sign him? Because they face the toughest part of their schedule coming up. With Mahomes and Watson and Dak, you have Wentz coming in Sunday. You're not going to have Kaepernick, obviously, for Sunday if you do sign him. I mean, you put him on the scout team, you prepare, you may see Lamar one more time in the playoffs. What better way to have him on your scout team and have your defense ready for those read option mobile the type of quarterbacks? What's your opinion?
Best thing
on that?
You have going is you have three receivers that were former quarterbacks. You have Sanu, you have Myers. I'd put Jacoby Myers in there and have him run quarterback with Olszewski.
Nate,
that's the look.
I would love for that to happen. Your scenario, in fact, is the first thing that I texted Zoe yesterday when this came up. Was it not so?
Yep.
First thing I texted you, I think there is 0.0% chance of that happening.
I'll double down on that.
But my dream scenario is Kaepernick would come to New England, and again, this is fantasy world because
team.
There is no shot of it happening. Yeah. None. The guy's not going to be willing to do this.
No.
But if he wants to come to New England and run scout team, awesome. That could only make the Patriots better.
You, I agree, but we've already seen.
Never going to happen.
No. Here's the other thing.
Did you put him on a practice squad?
No. He's out. Practice squad eligibility is exhausted.
He has to be on your roster.
I know.
But it would be great if he was willing to do it.
But it'd be great if you could do that. Don't agree with me. Put him on practice squad.
It'd be terrific if you could get him to agree to do that because he would be awesome.
That'd be awesome.
Awesome. He did. Hey, you know, Bill always has respect for players that play well against him, and he lit the Patriots up.
He sure did.
In what, 2013 was it?
I think? Rain game, in the rain.
Right. Yep. And they came back, and he wound up beating him at the end. Yeah, it was Moss. That's right. God, forgot that he was even on the team.
Yep.
Let's go to Jay, who's in Gloucester. Hi, Jay.
Hey, Beetle, how we doing, Zoe?
What's up? J-A-Y, are the letters of his name. What's up?
How we doing, guys? So you guys actually got it last segment. I was kind of calling. My original point was about Gordon definitely wasn't dissing Brady. He was more giving Brady and Wilson the same type of props, you know, which I think at that level they're both superstars. So, you know, he was doing his right thing. On another quick point, since you guys stole my other point, I don't think there's any way that Tom Brady leaves New England after this year or any other year to play anywhere else unless he retires. He's pretty much a sociopath when it comes to winning. That's what matters more than to him than anything else when it comes to football, and I don't think there's any way he goes anywhere else unless he's guaranteed the same chance to win that he has in New England. Thank you, guys.
Okay. I don't know. Maybe.
I just love those statements. Tom Brady's not going anywhere. Guaranteed Tom Brady's leaving. Guarantee this is the end. Guarantee he's got 3 more years left here. We have no clue. We don't. We're living in a knot right now.
Yeah, I don't think he wants to go to a bad scenario, though.
We're in no. What do you think? Let's go. Cincinnati calls. We'll give you a 2 for 70. He's not going to Cincinnati or something like that, right?
I don't know that he's going anywhere, period. Like, right. The idea of him just like.
It's nice for him to have leverage, though.
It is.
If you're the player. If you're looking at it from his side.
It's just, do I think that he'd have the stomach to start all over? Like, that contract sitting in front of him, here you go. Like, Los Angeles Chargers, Chicago Bears, Tennessee Titans, whatever it is. Does he have the stomach to sit there and sign that deal? I don't know.
Does he want to go and start in March? You know, be there year round.
Yeah.
To implement
that
would
be the other things you'd probably have to.
Just got an email
if you're going to a new place.
From the Patriots.
What'd you get?
New England Patriots players have announced $450,000 in grants to benefit 5 local social justice organizations.
Nice.
That's interesting timing.
Kaepernick would jump right on board with
that. Well, McCourty's way ahead of that. McCourty's Daron Harmon.
Yes. Well, you know what?
What?
So both McCourty and Harmon, I think, are on the Players Commission.
Players
Coalition.
Yes.
You know who has a huge problem with the Players Coalition?
Who? Eric Reed did.
Colin Kaepernick.
Does he have an issue with that?
Yep. Remember Eric Reed tried to fight Malcolm Jenkins on the field last year?
Right, sellouts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe that's...
Not me calling him that. That's what they. No, that's how he did it.
Yep.
Correct.
So you're saying Kaepernick couldn't come here because of Devin McCourty? They couldn't find common ground?
I think... Well, that press release, the fun thing about that press release is it's kind of like a, hey, you know, we may not be sending somebody down there to Atlanta, but we're doing our part.
We don't need Kaepernick to do our part.
Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
So you think the press release is preemptive, hey...
We're doing our part.
We're a team that is aware of these issues, and we do our part.
Don't try to position us as being against these sorts of things. We're not.
Patriots team captain Devin McCourty is quoted in it saying, there are many organizations that do amazing work in the area of social justice as individuals. There's a lot more we can do to assist. The New England Patriots players announced that their social justice fund has selected 5 local organizations that will receive the $450,000 in grants for the work they are doing in the area of social justice and equality. Each organization will get $90,000 from the fund. The money was raised through individual player donations, and every dollar donated was matched by the Kraft family.
There it is.
So players and team working together on social justice initiatives.
All set here.
And that is, we're not against Kaepernick. We do, though. We're involved in those causes. We do those
Your cause is our cause.
We agree on those things, but we don't want that player. Is that what that is?
Sounds.
It is. It just feels like interesting timing. That's why I brought it up.
Yeah.
It's an interesting. It just feels like a press release from the team.
Preemptive strike.
Given the timing of the announcement yesterday, from the league and Colin Kaepernick that there will be a workout for him this week.
Mm-hmm.
Today they happen to announce that their $450,000 grants worth of grants are going to five local organizations. And Devin McCourty is obviously very much involved in that cause. Okay. All right. Maybe my dream of Kaepernick playing scout team is dead. Bert, I guess.
At least it was a short-lived dream. It's not like you're holding on to it for.
I didn't think it had any real chance of happening.
We should play Debbie Gibson in my dreams.
Paulie's in the truck. Paulie.
Hey, boys, a few quick points. First, Jonathan Kraft, I believe, poured cold water on Tom Brady and ironed that whole situation out, okay? Barones, I wonder if Coach Cassidy.
What situation?
Wait, did you? That's a drive-by. What situation?
Brady, you know, one that, you know, the problems with Brady and he's upset with not getting his extension, all that other stuff.
When did he do that? When and where did he do that?
I believe he did. It's just speculation. I'm speculating.
Believe he did what? What did he do?
When and where? I missed those comments.
Brady's attitude has changed recently. He had some kind words to say about John the Kraft, and I believe he was immediate. Mediation element in the situation.
And then he throws cold water on it.
But I got a couple of things to say.
Wait, when did Jonathan throw cold water on it, though?
Did he speak? Yeah, weren't you listening?
The situation. I just think they had a medium come in to bring tarot cards. No, not a medium. Mediator.
Mediation.
Right. Can I get to my rest of my stuff, boy?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
All right. Okay. I wonder if Coach Cassidy still thinks the Bruins know how to win. The last time he said that was after the Penguins game. They haven't won a game since. They get too many passes when the game's on the line. When Flower's coming back, they got too cute instead of taking these shots from the net and getting bodies to the net. And that's what cost them the game.
That's a good point.
Colin Kaepernick. I won't go to the games. I will boycott the Patriots. The Patriots take him. I'll tell you what. I believe my hope in this session on Saturday in Atlanta is just where the owners will come out and surround him and light him up with black and white paintball guns.
What?
What?
That is the most bizarre take we've heard today.
Light him up with paintball guns.
Yes. Mm-hmm. No, that sounds very civil and normal.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Should have stuck with that Bruins point.
Should have ditched the first and last point and gone for the middle point on the Bruins.
Wow.
That was coherent.
Wow.
So I'm guessing that is his I'll stop going to the games take on Kaepernick is because of him kneeling.
That'll show them.
Right.
I always wonder why the protest of the players who kneel is limited to Kaepernick, though. That always interests me. Why is it that you won't go to the game because of Kaepernick, but you'll continue to go to the game even though a number of other players kneeled, including a number of players on this current Patriots team? Those guys won't keep me away. You know, Devin McCourty kneeling won't keep me away. Stephon Gilmore kneeling won't keep me away. I know Jamie Collins wasn't here, but he's a prominent member on this team now, and he was in Cleveland at the time. Jamie Collins kneeling won't keep me away. But Kaepernick, if he's a backup quarterback somewhere, that's it, I'm out. Like, what? What are you talking about? What the hell kind of sense does that make?
Paintball guns.
It's activism.
What the hell are you talking about?
Is there any chance the Patriots bring him on specifically to get Paulie to boycott the team?
You know what? It's one more reason for me to root for the Patriots to get Kaepernick.
You know what? I played paintball. I don't think they have black and white paintball balls. Like, they're like orange and blue and purple. They're colored, so you can see when you shoot people.
Mm-hmm.
Easy to detect the colors. He's crazy. Paulie's nuts. And he's going to hurt their wallet by not going to the games. He'll show them.
Well, he speaks for legions.
Oh, Dedham High School. Yeah.
It's a fascinating point, though. Why is it Kaepernick? Why is he the one? Is it the pig socks?
Because he started it?
Yeah.
Is it because he started
Maybe
it?
Maybe because he started it. And Look, I don't agree with some of the things that Kaepernick has done or said, but to say that you're going to boycott any team or the league because he might be a part of it, there are other guys who did and said very similar things.
Michael
are you
Bennett,
boycotting
right? No problem here.
Those teams?
Martellus Bennett when he played here.
Right. You got to be consistent on these things. Nah, or else
people are not. They're not.
No.
But
your threat of a boycott might ring hollow.
This guy is, yeah. it's like that with anything else. This guy's polarizing. You mention his name and you're either in or out.
Yeah.
There's no middle.
Bats were to get in. Well, why aren't you boycotting now already? They got players now that were kneeling. And I don't know why you're not boycotting already. How come you're still showing up right now? That's all. If you're consistent on it. But that's probably inconvenient. So that's why you don't. That's why you're still showing up and you're still watching the games on Sundays. 617-779-0985. Can we please talk about N'Keal Harry? We will do that
eventually.
With Bert next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Boston, Boston, Boston's home for sports. Zolak and Bertrand on 95 The Sports Hub.
Bill, do you expect N'Keal Harry to play on Sunday?
Yeah, we'll activate the players that we feel like give us the best, you know, best chance to compete against Eagle.
Where is he in his development right now? Is he on track? Is he behind the curve? What would you say?
Yeah, I don't know what the track is. Go out there every day and try to get better. He's done a good job of that. He's worked hard. He's improved. Like all of our players have that are out there working. That's what we do expect. But he's done a good job of that. He's a lot better than he was, you know, earlier in the year or even 2 weeks ago.
N'Keal Harry in a better place now than he was a couple of weeks ago. What do you think about his chances of making an impact on this team this year, Bert? We've been talking about this for a couple of weeks now. Chris Gasper had a column in the Boston Globe. He's very, very down on the prospects for N'Keal Harry making an impact on this team, for the chances of that happening. I'm sort of down on it, too, because the team has been down on him. The quarterback and the coaching staff, both Belichick and, at least prior to today,
yeah,
Belichick and McDaniels have sort of had a negative tone, or there's been some things that have been not so promising that they've said when talking about this player.
Well,
and the fact that it's week 10 and the guy hasn't played yet and he's a rookie. And
yeah, and the great thing about this
rookies
team,
have had a hard time adapting on this team.
The great thing about like being around this team is that you've got two decades of history to go.
Yeah,
on, right.
You've got track records.
You've got ton of track record here.
The data says this.
And the data says in this case, there have been three rookie receivers that have really made an impact, right? One would be Julian Edelman in 2009. Another would be Deion Branch in 2002. And a third would be Malcolm Mitchell in 2016, right? So those three guys made a huge impact, or big enough impact, as rookie receivers. What do they all have in common? Well, for the most part, those guys got through the spring, the summer, got all of that work, right? Now, a couple of them got nicked up when the season started, but for the most part, those guys had a runway into the season and started the season healthy,
right,
and got all of that work in the bank. There's no history of a guy missing this amount of time as a rookie, coming back and then contributing. So that's the question. I mean, because there's not really a precedent for a guy suffering this kind of injury, missing this kind of time, being a rookie at that position, and being able to contribute.
We have our first team.
We do.
That is willing to admit publicly that they will be at the Colin Kaepernick workout. Hardy?
I think he's wearing the colors.
You're wearing the team colors.
Oh.
The Detroit Lions,
yeah,
will be in attendance.
Yeah.
Put them down on the list. According to the Detroit Free Press,
yep,
Matt Patricia confirmed today the team will
makes
be
sense
at
sure
Saturday's does workout for Colin Kaepernick in Atlanta. Yep.
Yep, since it all started.
This is not Mike Florio who wrote this, but it appears that Pro Football Talk is very bitter about the workout because they think it's a stunt. And I can understand why they believe
that. There are certain reporters who have Kaepernick information that may have taken a friendly, like a rosy outlook to who he's been as a player and where his prospects
are. Well, it says if the Lions were truly interested in Kaepernick and not just being part of a league orchestrated PR stunt, they would have just worked him out at any time during the last three seasons while unemployed.
See, my problem with this.
But there were so many people that said.
I like the guy who writes.
Matt Stafford's out. Why shouldn't you sign Kaepernick?
Brian Flores just confirmed that the Dolphins will be there as well. So a couple of former Patriot guys confirming that they will be there for Colin Kaepernick.
Houston's next.
Where's Billy O'Brien when you need him?
3, 2, 1.
Bill is referring all questions to Nick Caserio, though, here in New England.
That would be in Houston next year. Anyway, yep. Right?
We still don't have the time on Nick Caserio's press conference. I'm assuming it'll be later today.
Yeah.
we haven't gotten the release in that
call
yet.
Call a secretary.
After practice?
Call a secretary. Call his direct line at the stadium.
Bill should have said when he said ask Caserio.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's weird.
Me at send him an email.
Yeah. I don't know. Is my email working? I haven't got the update on that yet.
Send him an email. Something along those lines. Oh man. Armando's in the car. Armando.
That's fun to say.
Hi guys.
It's fun to say.
I'm gonna hit you up real quick. Hold on, I'll get you off Bluetooth. 1 sec.
Okay.
Very good. Hello. Sorry.
Oh, Armando.
Yes. Hi. Sorry, it was on Bluetooth because I was driving. So, just a crazy idea, and I'm going to hang up and listen to you guys. So, my thinking was they signed Kaepernick, right?
Yeah. Ooh.
And then
the Pats.
The Pats, yeah. Okay. So, the Pats signed Kaepernick, and then they can go ahead and re-sign AB. That way they can spin it as, listen, we don't care about the outside issues. We just care about people as football players. That makes Brady happy.
Brilliant.
Right? And when Brady's happy, Kraft is happy. And Kraft always wanted Gronk. And who can bring Gronk back? Just Brady.
That little room that they have the press conferences in would be exciting.
So you think it's
see.
Good. And Bert said the league feels it's a problem that they keep getting asked about Kaepernick. That's why they're having this workout. And the league is probably upset about all the Antonio Brown questionings, right? And Jesus, can this thing just go? It'd be so good if the number one contender in the AFC, the New England Patriots, signed both of them during their 100th year anniversary celebration. What a coup.
Great talking with you today, Bert. We'll see
Thanks
you again Sunday
guys.
On pregame.
Yes, you will.
Patriots Eagles on Sunday afternoon. We'll talk to the head
by then,
coach.
By then we'll know. Right, if the Patriots were at the workout.
Yeah,
right.
We'll find out by then.
Or maybe by when Nick has his press conference.
Yeah, we'll know all these answers by Sunday. We'll talk to you again on Sunday. We'll talk to Brad Stevens, head coach of the Celtics, next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. HelplineMA.org.
This hour, Zolak and Bertrand, brought to you by New England Van and Truck. If you recently purchased a new commercial van, your next call should be to New England Van and Truck Equipment in Woburn. Get your commercial van ready for the job and tell your dealer to use New England Van and Truck Equipment. Learn more at NewEnglandVan.com.
I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Welcome back to Zolak and Bertrand. Let's go to the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline and welcome in the head coach of the Boston Celtics. The red hot Boston Celtics, Brad Stevens, is with us now. Hi, coach. How are you?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. It's going well. I have a question for you. Based on your comments after the game the other night, after hearing about the news of Gordon Hayward's injury, It seemed like you were pretty confident in your team's ability to overcome that loss for the time that he is out. Is that a fair assessment of how you feel about the situation?
Well, I think you have to have the mentality of the next person's got to be ready. Nobody's going to do what he does individually. We just have to make up for, 19 points and however many rebounds and assists and the defensive versatility. We have to do that collectively. So that's what teams do. You fill in when somebody is not available and you try to play to their strengths of the people that are on the floor. Easier said than done. Every night's a tough challenge in that regard, but we believe in everybody on the team and, everybody will get increased opportunity because Gordon's out.
Coach, I know you have to deal with all injuries and you have to understand, what some of the healing time is. You hate putting a time, on a return of a player because I think that puts pressure on that player. But do you find it weird that, okay, he got surgery and that's probably the best case to get him back as soon as possible? Usually avoiding surgery gets you back, but this one seems to accelerate the process. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I'm not sure why. I don't know if that's just that fracture, but it sounds like it went great. And he's already, 2 days later or a day and a half later showing good signs of healing. And so everything is looking up. So that's a good thing. And I know that he'll be able to do quite a bit. Once the scar heals from the surgery, from the standpoint of running and conditioning and doing things on the court with one hand and those types of things. So we'll see how long it takes. We're not going to put a timeline on it beyond that 6 weeks, but I think, or ahead of that 6 weeks, but I think he'll work really hard and, we'll have him back when he's ready.
This may sound weird, but do you feel like you lucked out at all with it being a 6 week timeline?
I don't know that I would consider anything about that to be lucky.
In the sense that it could have been a lot worse, given that.
I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows what could have happened, right? Walking down the stairs this morning and everything else. Like, I don't know.
As we waited for the news the other day and then we heard 6 weeks, we were all like, all right, yeah, okay, great. Like, all right, 6 weeks, that's a good timeline.
Us idiots.
Yeah. I heard six weeks right away, so maybe I didn't have initial reaction. So I did not. I heard 6 weeks at halftime of that game. If it was broken, they thought that would be the standard timeline. So I knew it wasn't a Curry 3 month deal.
Oh, okay. Cause we had seen some other things and obviously speculation can be reckless. And there was some of that going on during that game that some people were saying it could have been much longer. So maybe that's what crept into our minds between the time that injury happened and you were at the podium talking about the 6 week timeline. Yeah.
Yeah. Shocking. Can't believe everything you read, I guess.
All right, so I have a question for you. I'll get us back here after Beatles. Bad question.
I'm sorry.
You're 8-1. Team's got the best record in the league, even with a one or two fewer games played than some other teams. Is this team performing to the expectations that you thought about before the season started, or is this better than what you truly envisioned? I mean, truth serum now.
Well, I don't really care about the record right now. I mean, it's 73 games left. I mean, there's just so much time that, the minute you start thinking really highly of yourself in this league, you sober up pretty quickly because you just get beat. I mean, it's just not, you got to just stay the course and work the right way and do things the right way and let all the chips fall where they may. We've got a tough stretch ahead. But we played some really good teams already, and we played well in most of the games. I came in with one expectation of this team, and I've said it from day one, and that's we want to be a team that Boston really likes. We want to play the right way, and we want to play hard. And that's all, everything else will take care of itself. We play with the right tenacity and intensity, and we share the ball, and we do the things that, for the most part, we've done early on, then we can live with whatever results come our way.
I don't know if you heard, but Isaiah said he envisions hanging 50 on you guys. You'd take Marcus Smart and just get up on him, take him out of the game?
They've got a lot of good players. They've got a lot of good players. IT's having a good year. It's good to see him back and really going. And he started off the bench after hurting his hand in the preseason. And then
That means he feels good, right?
Lineup a week ago, a half ago. He looks good. Yeah. He looks good on film. Feels good. Saw him last night for a minute at Marcus's bowling event.
Oh, you did bowling.
I did not. I left. But he's one of my favorites. So we are definitely aware of what he is capable of as a team.
Did you get a pretty good chuckle of Walter in Evansville popping Kentucky?
That was awesome. Yeah. I've actually said, I know Cal too, and I'm friends with Cal, and I feel bad that, you're sitting there and you know the anguish that one person's going through. But I guess the good news is we all know Kentucky's going to be just fine, and they always get better as the season goes on. Cal's really good with that. I mean, they've always been a team that peaks late. And at the same time, what that does for Evansville and that program and Walter and those kids, and I've lived it, is all you need in NCAA is just a little belief. And if you get a little belief, then the next day you walk into practice and you start doing everything a little bit harder, a little bit better, a little bit more together. You realize if you stick together, good things will happen. And you don't need to be perfect there to go to a Final Four or have a chance to win the whole thing. You just need to believe, and you need to have good enough guys because the game is so short. And when it's all said and done, you only have to beat a team once. And so that is the biggest thing that I take away. Those kids at Evansville, they go into the game. If there's even an inkling of doubt, that's gone. And that's special. That's when you can really have fun as a program.
Was there anything you saw when Walter was here on the staff that you thought would make him a good head coach and maybe at the college level?
Oh, I don't think levels matter in that stuff. He's just a good guy. You know, he likes the game. Obviously, he's good at the game. He was a player at a high level. He's coached at a high level here with Louisville for Coach Pitino, with the Pacers for Coach O'Brien. Like, he has, he's seen the game through a number of different lenses, played for great coaches when he was playing. But more than that, he's just a good guy. He's a positive guy. He's got good energy, and it was just fun to watch. I was chuckling when he said something about not wanting to go in the locker room and get doused with his expensive suit on, and I was thinking, you're sweating through that thing anyways. At least that's what it looked like to me from afar, and I don't know that I blame him. I mean, you're on the cusp of a pretty big moment when you get a chance to beat Kentucky and you're Evansville.
Is Daniel Tice going to play tonight?
From what I've heard, originally I thought he would be questionable after shoot around. I'd say, I don't know what we've officially ruled him. The latest that I've heard, I'd say doubtful.
Doubtful. Okay.
Doubtful. Okay,
all right.
Coach.
All right, Coach, good luck.
Appreciate the time.
All right, guys. See you.
Thanks. See
you.
Brad Stevens with us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline.
He really liked our questions last week. I felt like, I think we all fell short.
Well, you and I brought it back around.
We tried. I tried. I thought I had a good one.
You know what the best part is about the lucky question?
What's that?
Because Hardy was going to ask it if I didn't ask it, because I ask it, and Hardy's like, yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
You know,
and he's happy I did.
I
should have let you ask it.
No, as you were asking it, I thought you were going to ask, actually, if it was unlucky, because it seemed like one of those freak things. Like, how do you get a boxer's fracture just bumping into a guy?
Lying.
Both the coach and I thought it was a
lying,
extremely sack. Poor oh. question. A very, very bad
liar.
Question.
Kaepernick's going to look good in silver and blue.
Liar.
Really good in silver and blue.
You are a liar.
What number do we have with the Lions?
You said for Walter going up against Kentucky last night.
That's awesome.
His alma mater, man. I mean, he was a big star there.
They didn't have the undersleeves, though, like their T-shirts. Evansville always used to wear those big, baggy white T-shirts under their uniforms. And they didn't have them. They got like the newer ones with the wider shoulders.
Back when Walter was just Walter doing like TV appearances on what was then Comcast, now NBC like, Sports Boston.
Right.
You know, we used to have, he used to taunt me with his Final Four ring and how he beat UMass back in 96. We used to talk about it all the time. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
Look at him now.
That's a big
win. That's
a
huge win last night.
That's awesome.
They got 90 grand.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.